Hello and welcome to the Monday, December 31st, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, the big news that came out this weekend is a new unpatched vulnerability in Internet Explorer 6, 7, and 8. The vulnerability is currently being exploited. Initially, it was only used against a target audience, but now there is a Metasploit module available that implements this particular attack. So we do expect more sightings of this particular vulnerability or this particular exploit. The one major site or more popular site, I would say, that was affected by this was the Council on Foreign Relations website, which was spreading this particular exploit for a while. Now, of course, the best thing you can do right now is to upgrade to Internet Explorer 9 or 10. The one group of users that cannot do that is Windows XP users. So if you're still using Windows XP, you would have to upgrade to Windows 8 in order to take advantage of the newer version of Internet Explorer. Another workaround that I would highly recommend if you are stuck with Windows XP or one of the older versions of Internet Explorer, even on a newer operating system, consider applying the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit. This toolkit will block this particular exploit, and it has blocked similar exploits in the past. So whenever we had one of those Internet Explorer surveys recently, usually one of the recommendations and one of the workarounds was to implement the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit, which is then, of course, hopefully also going to protect you against the next such vulnerability. The vulnerability itself is a vulnerability with JavaScript. However, to make exploitation possible and more reliable, so far the exploits that have been cited use a Flash component for the heap spray. So disabling Flash, while it will not actually fix the vulnerability, will prevent current exploits from working. So that's another thing to consider as an intermediate workaround until you come up with a better solution or until Microsoft will release a patch. Well, that's really sort of the major news we have today, but there are a couple other small items I want to cover. First of all, TwitPic, the picture site that's commonly used to post pictures to Twitter, has been marked as serving malicious content by Google. So you may see respective warnings in Firefox and other web browsers, Chrome, of course, Safari, that use the Google database. Not clear yet what the exploit was, no real details from Google. Could possibly be a false positive. However, in the past, I think Google has been pretty good about this, so there may have been a malicious image or something like this that was posted to TwitPic. I don't think there's any relationship to the Internet Explorer survey in this case. Well, then a quick reminder about physical security. One interesting crime report came out of New York City stating that a large number, I think the number was about 30% of the violent crime they're seeing is related to the theft of smartphones and similar devices. In particular, Apple devices were pointed out here. So if you do use devices like this in the public, you may not necessarily want to openly show that you're using one of these devices. Anyway, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening. The next podcast will be recorded for Wednesday, January 2nd. We won't have a podcast on January 1st, the holiday. So hope everybody will make it good into the new year. Thanks for listening.